All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and you guys pretty much like the Lust Academy, from what I can tell. Let's see. Once again, I'm checking hits, guys. I'm definitely checking hits, so, Lust Academy. I mean, Lust Theory. This isn't Lust Academy. We just did Lust Academy. But, Lust Theory. So, let's check it out and see exactly what you guys thought. Because I figured I'd give you some more Lust Theory. Yeah, look at that. 118. You guys wanted more Lust Theory. So, you're getting more Lust Theory. Let's get started. Okay. So, we gotta go by hints on this. We're going through the Ellie story. But we can't really get in the Ellie story yet. Okay. So, we're after classes. That's where we're at. So, we can talk to her now. Are you pregnant?
What?
You heard me. Are you pregnant?
Yes.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
The doctor said it's triplets.
You're joking.
Of course I'm joking, you fucking moron. Why the hell would you think I'm pregnant?
I heard you and Zoe talking about your hormones and, well, you know hormones go with babies, I think.
So what? You were eavesdropping on us? Ugh, male brain.
Kinda.
Ha! Great. Real mature.
So you're 100% sure you're not pregnant?
No, I'm not pregnant.
Oh, okay then. You almost gave me a heart attack.
That's what you get for spying on me.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, you better be. Because next time, I'm gonna kick your ass.
Nope, she may not look like it, but she can throw a punch. I better not mess around. I don't know. I've seen that's this one woman. She went up, what was it, to a security guard? And he, wham, Mike Tyson just straight knocked the hell out. Megan looks towards the clock on the wall.
Shoot, look at the time. I gotta go.
Tell mother you'll be home later. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, thanks. Bye.
Bye. Well, at least she isn't pregnant, but what's the big secret then? Wait, Zoe knows. Maybe I can get her to tell me, somehow. It won't be easy, that's for sure. You exit the classroom. All right. Well, where the fuck would Zoe be? That's not gonna be easy. That's just the bathroom. No. Can't go in the teacher's lounge, so let's just leave the damn school. Can't go there now. Can't go there yet. Hey, what you watching?
Oh, hey. Nothing interesting. In fact, there hasn't been anything good on all day.
You watch TV all day?
Geez, you don't have to say it like that. Besides, it's not like there's much else to do around here.
I guess.
So, how was your day?
Could you possibly ask me that any less any less enthusiastically?
Well, I'm not enthusiastic, but you're just standing there, staring at me awkwardly. I assumed you were waiting for me to ask it.
Trust me, I wasn't. I know you well enough not to have such lofty expectations of you.
What does that mean?
You know exactly what it means.
Not really, because I know that you're not implying that I'm a self-absorbed narcissist.
Oh, good lord. Oddly specific, but your words, not mine.
Really? That's what you think, just because I don't ask you how you are all the time?
No, I think that because you never ask me how I am. But don't worry, I'm used to it. Damn.
Oh, screw you. You're just trying real hard to make me feel like a bad... Huh?
I'm just saying that we don't talk much, that's all. If you're feeling like a bad sister, then that's on you.
Sorry to break it to you, but I don't. Even as much as you might want me to. The truth is, we don't talk much because we have nothing in common.
Or maybe we have nothing in common because we don't talk much. Did you ever consider that?
Ah, the old chicken or the egg analogy. But maybe you're not wrong.
Of course I'm not, and I'm a lot smarter than you think. I'm actually gonna finish high school.
You really are a little shit, you know that?
You love it.
Dream on. Now, are you done bothering me? There's more terrible TV that needs watching.
For now, at least. Have fun.
Uh-huh.
Well, that was a shitty conversation. It turned into a damn argument. Okay. Well, it basically says I should wait for the evening when she's in her room getting ready for a date and then go talk to her. Okay. Well, there's like a million stories that you can do at once. Alright, so now we're in afternoon. Don't need to talk to her right now. Really? Okay. She's nowhere near it. Where are you going all dressed up like that?
Like I'd tell you.
Ugh, just when I thought we started getting along.
Let's not go that far. You've just been annoying me less than usual today.
Thanks, I think.
I'd love to continue this riveting chat of ours, but I'm already late.
So it finally happened. You're pregnant. But to admit it so openly, I'm shocked.
Late to meeting up with someone, you dork. Besides, I'm on the pill.
Condom not enough for you? Ooh, that was rough, bro.
Not that I want to talk to you about my methods of practicing safe sex, but men are idiots. So I can only depend on myself for that one.
Better safe than sorry, I suppose. So, who's the lucky guy?
Didn't I just get through telling you I was in a rush?
You did, but as your brother, it's my duty to look out for you.
You look out for me? Huh. I'm 7 years older than you. And besides, you're not tough enough to look out for anyone. Physically, at least.
It's what I want people to think. I lure them to a false sense of security, and then BAM! I put them on their ass. Almost did like an emerald. BAM! Anyway, stop deflecting.
I'm not deflecting anything. I'll have you know, I'm not going out with a guy. It's just a girlfriend of mine.
Bullshit. You wouldn't put this much effort into getting ready just for a girl. There's something you're not telling me. Yeah, I'm not buying that excuse either. Jessica blushes.
You aren't getting anything else out of me. My lips are sealed.
You can't keep your secret from me for long. I'm too smart.
Oh, you're going on about how smart you are again. Didn't we already do this today? Get lost already. Go play a video game or something.
I think I will, for now. But you're not getting off the hook.
Ooh, I'm scared. Whatever will I do?
A I can definitely get more information out of her. Should try talking to her when she gets back from her date. Guess I'll wait for night and then play some games until she comes home. Oh, I see what I was supposed to do. I fucked it up. Alright, that's fine. Sometimes I wish my memory reset with the day. At least I wouldn't remember how many times this shit woke me up. Okay. Alright, we're in evening. Really? Used to be pretty good at this, but now it just stands here as a decoration. I forgot what I did to kill time. Can't talk to Megan right now. Like I said, it can't go on the computer, so... Nothing to do in the bathroom. Don't need to talk to Elizabeth right now. Kitchen in the hall. Really nothing you can do. Having a hard time getting that flag to work. You sit down at your PC and start playing games. This should help me pass the time until Jess comes home. A while later, you hear Jessica coming up the stairs. Here we go! You wait until you hear her door close and you quietly head to her room. What the? That's strange. This is the first time since the days have been repeating that her bedroom door is unlocked. Is there a chance that even if the day repeats, things can change? As you slowly open the door, you notice Jessica sitting on the side of her bed. Hey, Jess.
Oh. Hi. What are you doing standing there?
She seems a little drunk. Nothing. I just heard you come home and thought I'd come check on you. I didn't think you'd be home so early.
Neither did I. But you can thank Josh for that.
Josh, but you two just broke up not long ago. Don't tell me you're considering getting back with him.
Ugh, fuck no. I have too much self-respect to go crawling back to a guy who cheated on me.
Good, you can do better anyway.
Aw, thank you so much. It means a lot to hear you say that.
It seems like she's an emotional drunk at that. I'm just telling you the truth. As Jessica gets up off her bed.
That's so sweet. Come here and give me a hug, you little charmer.
Before you even have a chance to object, Jessica grabs hold of you as she clings her arms around you tightly.
Oh, this feels nice.
I can't believe how affectionate she's being. I can't even remember the last time she hugged me. You look down at her perky round ass squeezed into the tight black dress she's wearing. It is almost the end of the day. Maybe I could take the risk and have just a little feel. Screw it. I'd only have to deal with the fallout for a short while if she freaks out. Throwing caution to the wind and against your better judgment, you grab a handful of Jessica's butt.
What the fuck?
Nah, I better not risk it. She's drunk, so even though she's happy now, she could just as likely fly off the handle if I did anything weird.
Gosh, I'm so tired. I need to go to bed.
Breaking away from you, Jessica moves back towards her bed, wobbling unsteadily as she did.
Fuck, these heels are killing me. I need to get them off.
Still standing, she lifts her foot to pull off one of her shoes. You should really sit down before doing that, Jess. You might... Before the words could even escape your mouth, Jessica loses balance and falls flat on the floor.
Ouch! That hurts so much! Why didn't you catch me?
I was too far away. How could I know you were gonna do that? But now I do know. I'll fix this tomorrow.
You're just like all the other guys, you know that? You don't care about me at all.
I do care about... Damn.
You'll probably cheat on me too. You... Big fat asshole! But how can you cheat on me when we aren't even sleeping together?
We're not?
That's such a silly thing for you to say.
Yep, I'm a real doofus. Come on, let's get you to bed.
I'll get myself in bed. You can get the hell right out of here. You couldn't even catch me.
If I knew you were gonna fall, I would have. Now come on.
No! Go away! I'll do it myself.
Fine, be that way. I'm going to bed.
Ooh, good for you.
You leave her room. What an annoying drunk. Damn. If only I caught her. Time to do it again. Step 1, reset day, wait for night, go to her room. Step 4, profit. Ah! I don't really know if that means anything, but... Good, the door's open. The door's open again. Let's see if things can go a little smoother this time. Hey, Jess.
Oh, hi. What are you doing standing there?
She's still drunk, so at least that's consistent. Nothing. I just heard you come home and thought I'd come check on you. I didn't think you'd be home so early.
Neither did I. But you can thank Josh for that.
Josh, but you two broke up not long ago. Don't tell me you're considering getting back with him.
Fuck no. I have too much self-respect to go crawling back to a guy who cheated on me.
Good, you can do better anyway.
Aw, thank you so much. It means a lot to hear you say that.
I'm just telling you the truth. As Jessica gets off her bed...
That's so sweet. Come here and give me a hug, you little charmer.
Knowing now this was about to happen, you simply stand still and let her do it.
Oh, this feels nice.
It does feel nice, doesn't
it? Gosh, I'm so tired. I need to go to bed.
Breaking away from you, Jessica moves back towards her bed, wobbling unsteadily as she did.
Fuck, these heels are killing me. I need to get them off.
Still standing, she lifts her foot to pull off one of her shoes. She's about to fall. Knowing what was about to happen next, you dart towards Jessica right as she stumbles and falls. Whether it was the awkwardness of your position or just a simple lack of strength, as Jessica falls back into you, both go crumbling to the floor. You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Wow, you were really fast. How did you catch me so quick?
I guess now's a good time as any to tell you this. You see, I'm Spider-Man.
My very own superhero. Lucky me.
Yeah, uh-oh. With Jessica lying on top of you and with her tight dress doing little to hide her perfect figure, you began to feel movement.
Ooh, somebody's woken up. I had no idea you had those kinds of thoughts about me.
I don't. I just...
Don't be so embarrassed, you little dork. I take it as a compliment.
You do?
Of course. I mean, I prefer it wasn't my be the one getting it, but it's still flattering all the same.
Well, you're welcome, I think. You both sit up.
You know, not that it matters, but how big is it?
Holy shit, did she really just ask me how big my dick is? I'm not really sure.
Really? Huh.
With almost no hesitation and without asking, Jessica grabs your crotch. Whoa, what are you doing?
Relax. I'm just checking how big it is. And since you don't know, what else could I do but find out for myself?
Isn't this kind of weird?
It's only weird if you make it weird. And besides, I'm only feeling it through your pants. It's not as if you're naked.
Guess you're right.
Of course I am. But I think that's enough excitement for tonight. I'm wiped.
Jessica gets up and slumps down onto her bed.
Good night.
Good night to you too.
Oh, and...
Yeah?
Not bad. Not bad at all.
Thanks. Night.
Night, Mr. Tripod.
Gulp. You leave her room. Wow, I can't believe that just happened. Was she flirting with me in there? Just how far can I take this? Or better yet, how far do I want to take this? Okay, and that is 30 minutes. Or should be. It says it's 1:30. I don't know. Maybe it's not. But we've got another one to do. And I've got to get a shower and get ready for bed. So at any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord. And I will see you next time for more Lust Theory. Depending on if you guys want it, of course, which apparently you do, so we'll probably be bringing it back to you. All right, I'm out.